Dumb.
Cool.
Weird.
Podcast. Hey there, folks. Wes from the Dumb, Cool, Weird Podcast here. And we're doing another micro episode. So what are we talking about today? Well, what I'm talking about today is road rage. Do you guys ever get road rage? I know I do sometimes. Yeah, sometimes you're just driving through here where I live in Atlanta and the roads are fucking crazy. Like, I've seen people try to verbally assault me all the time because they made a mistake and then they blame the person next to them. That's pretty funny. I remember one time I was trying to pull out of a Taco Bell parking lot and this guy told me to go and I tried to go and he went anyway. And then he stopped and then he flicked me off and threw his hands up at me and started screaming at me. And I was just like, I'm like, okay, bro. And I just kept on driving. It was really funny. One thing about road rage, it's really funny to me is, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, no matter how much of a calm person you are and how good of a person you are, everybody gets it at some point in their life. And, you know, I try not to judge people when they get it. You know, I've dated people, I've had friends that I've been in the car with them and they get road rage and then you can tell they're a little embarrassed about it, but I never really get mad about it because, you know, we've all kind of been there. And it's just funny. It's funny when people get road rage. You know, another really funny story about road rage that I remember is one time I was driving with my cousin and we were going up to the mountains and this truck was driving behind my buddy or behind my cousin and we were trying to get where we're going and the speed limit was a certain speed limit, so you know he went over a little bit, but this truck really wanted to get around him. But it was like fishtailing and doing this and doing that, trying to get around him. My cousin got so mad and he brake checked him, and the truck went and whipped it around my cousin, and he was like pulled up beside my cousin, was trying to like yell at him and stuff, and my cousin like slammed on the brakes, and the guy just kept driving, and it was funny because that guy almost hit another car. It's just like crazy. Some people like get so upset about you know, road rage. You know, I've seen people get wrecks over road rage. I've seen people fight people over road rage. It's just, I think road rage is a symptom of our society, you know, being frustrated and feeling like, you know, that they want to take their anger out on some unsuspecting person they don't even know. I notice that people have the most road rage when they're under stress. God, I said that wrong. And it's pretty funny watching it that stuff happen. But you know what's not funny is people who get road rage to the point where they want to kill people. And I've heard a few stories about people killing people over road rage. You know, my cousin, my older cousin, told me about a story about a friend of his who had road rage really bad one time. And he rolled up next to the guy's car having the road rage. And he pulled out his gun and he shot at the guy's car. And he ended up getting like a big prison sentence for that. You know, that's where road rage, I think, goes a little bit too far, you know. But like I said, I think everybody gets a little bit of road rage. And, you know, I encourage people who are starting to get road rage, you know, just like, you know, be calm about it, you know. People are fucking stupid and they don't know how to drive, you know, especially here in Atlanta on 285. Oh, my God. People are just terrible, terrible, terrible drivers. I've seen some really crazy-ass shit. You know, I've seen some pretty wild stuff that just blows my fucking mind. And you know, at the end of the day, you know, we all get road rage, but it's just it's one of those things, you know, you just got to stay calm and you got to just, you know realize that you can be following all the traffic laws and everything to a T, but some people just don't know how to drive. And like I said, especially here in Atlanta, when you hit the Spaghetti Junction area, it's pretty rough. So, yeah, that's all I wanted to say today when this podcast. And, you know, like usual, you know, check out the podcast, subscribe, check out our different social media links. Be sure to comment, you know, hit that bell notification so you get notified about new stuff that's coming. And, you know, check us out on our, you know, audio-only platforms and go to www.dumbcoolweird.com. We have merch. We have a Patreon account where you can support us and, you know, just see what we got coming in the future. Appreciate it. Thanks. If you want to check out more of our stuff, go to www.dumbcoolweird.com. You'll find our Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, and Patreon link if you want to support us. Also, be sure to check out our merch store. And if you're interested in being on our podcast, you can find a link on our website so you can reach out to us and tell us if you want to talk to us about something that's really weird, dumb, or cool. We'd be glad to hear from you. Hope you'll stay tuned for the next weird-ass episodes we got. Thank you.